Lafayette LeGrand, the preacher out in New Canaan. He got married to the daughter of a minstrel man and said he would convert her. He warned her she would have to stay away from shows and learn to pray. Wouldn't even let her go to see a matinee, 'cause he told her it would hurt her. But the minstrel came that way, and the band began to play. I'll have to go, she says to Lafe. It's a minstrel show, and I knows I'm safe. Don't say no, got to go to see the minstrel show. There's a riddle that I'd love to know. Tell me why a chicken goes across the street. That one can't be beat. I feel grand when I listen to the minstrel band. That ragtime sounds so coolly that it makes me spoony, and I'm certainly loony about the minstrel show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this Parson LeGrand was an extremely pious old man, and what rent his very soul and perplexed him most was the joke about the chicken, and he soliloquizes in this here manner. Why does a chicken cross the street? Why does a chicken cross the street? Oh, why does a chicken cross the street?
Why, you dear old innocent fool, I can tell you why.
Why?
'Cause there's a coon coming up the street on the same side of the street that the chicken is on, and the chicken is superstitious. Comes the minstrel band now. Put on that opera coat and your crush hat and come right along. It am strictly moral. Indeed it is. Now,
don't say no. Got to go to see the minstrel show. There's a riddle that I'd love to know. Tell me why a chicken goes across the street. That one can't be beat. I feel grand when I listen to the minstrel band. That ragtime sounds so coolly that it makes me spoony, and I'm certainly loony about the minstrel show.